Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. As always, off the top, I want to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in. So please help me grow my podcast. Tell a friend, tell somebody, tell an enemy. I don't care. Just let people know about the pod. I need the help. Appreciate any new listeners that I got last week. If you're still around, appreciate you listening. I had my wife on last week, and I'm pretty sure that I got some additional listeners since she was on the podcast. And I actually plan on having her on more often. That was fun, kind of ripping back and forth and talking about things. And I kind of want to include her in more of my comedy and what I'm doing. And I think that's a perfect opportunity to do that. And people seem to like it, and it keeps me from swearing a lot when I have her on. So, and I don't go on these weird tangents about things. But again, thank you for listening last week when I had her on. And every week I start off with a milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a five-year-old son named Miles, so I like to do these milestones. He's still at his grandparents' house. He's loving it. I think he wants to come home, but he kind of doesn't, you know. Got a lot of cousins there. He's having a good time. And I talked to my mom today, and I guess the love affair has somewhat worn off a little bit. Now he's just Miles, and because she was like, yeah, you know, I tried to talk to him, but I think I might need to spank him. And I'm like, hey, if he's not listening and you've been given empty threats the last 2 months, of course he's gonna try to get away with things because you're not following through. You know, you're mentioning the pow-pow spoon, but I think it's time that he met the pow-pow spoon. He's a smart kid, and he likes to push it as far as he can take it. And they're not following through, which I expected him to not spank him. Because they definitely spanked the hell out of us. And it's just funny to see how they've changed over the years. You know, with Madison and him, they don't want to spank them. But us, we got that ass lit up for the slightest little tinges. Is that even the word? The slightest little things that went on, boy. We definitely got our asses handed to us. So it's just funny to see him soften up over the years. But he's having a great time, and we're ready to have him back. He's going to be starting school soon, first grade. I know he's excited. I'm excited for him. He loves school. So just a few more weeks, and we'll have our Yoshi Boshi back. But, yep, that's the milestone. He's about to get a whooping, and he doesn't even know it. He's in Rochester right now, sound asleep, not knowing that he could be getting that behind tore up tomorrow if he continues to do the little things that he does. I think it's fantastic. So good luck, Miles. I hope you have a great day tomorrow. And but yeah, whew, we got some hellified whoopings when I was a kid. But he's not as bad as I am, as I was as a kid. So he might be fine. And they can't bring themselves to spank him. It's hilarious, hilarious. But. So, I meant to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, but I forgot about it. Then I had Bot on, and it kind of slipped my mind. I want to say it was 4th of July weekend. I'm pretty sure most of you are aware of DJ Khaled. He's a DJ. I don't really know if he's a producer, but he just yells on tracks all the time. Very rich dude. And not too long ago, he tweeted that he doesn't eat pussy. And like people freaked out, and they're, you know, blaming the fact he's Muslim and all this type of shit. But he's his own. It's just funny how like women can have their say and their sexual preferences and what they will and won't do, and that's completely fine. And we all just have to be okay with it. But this guy's like, I don't eat pussy, and it's just like, oh, he's denying women this and that. It's just like, if that dude doesn't eat pussy, I mean, that's all on him. It's a little gay in my book, but. Hey, to each his own. If I was a woman, I don't know if I would want DJ Khaled eating my pussy. He's pretty gross. But so that's not what I was gonna say. Well, that's not my point. on 4th of July, he posted a picture of him, his child, and his baby mother, or I don't know if it's his wife. I don't think it is, but so they're out at the pool, and she's pretty, but she's not an Instagram model hot woman. You know, a guy with that much money and notoriety in the entertainment business, he's a celebrity. You would think, especially like in a place like Miami, that he would be with this, I mean, like a knockout, a perfect 12. I mean, just Coke bottle shape, big ass bubble booty. But no, she has an average shape that you would see at a Food Lion or a grocery store or a late night 7-Eleven or Sheetz drop in to grab a pack of Twizzlers. And you would see her in some sweatpants and her hair tied up, flip-flops and sweatpants that don't match a ripped t-shirt. You know, just very average, but nothing wrong with her. She's average. And the comments were just, I mean, hilarious. Women were glad to see that he was with a woman that had a normal body. One woman went as far as to say that he was smart for doing this, and she's a good mom, and she's a great person. He's just such a smart guy for having a woman with a normal shaped body. And it's just like, what are you trying to say? Just because this woman has an average shaped body, that automatically makes her a good mom? Just because she's got some cellulite and some rolls in her belly? How does that qualify you as a good mom and a good parent and a good partner? It's just funny how, again, just the double standard, you know? They say how guys judge women by their looks, and, you know, we're judging women's bodies, and it's not fair, and society has these unattainable goals, and it's not right, and real women don't look like that. It's just like, what do you mean real women don't look like that? There are women out there that have phenomenal shapes, and they have it naturally. They don't have any butt injections. They don't have any fake breasts. They work out. They eat right. And they're just fortunate to have good DNA, and they have a perfect body. I mean, it's not going to last forever. Eventually, it will fade, and they'll be left with a personality to have to fall back on, which I hope they do. And that pretty much goes for anybody, but that's not who we're talking about. But it's just funny. It's just to see the women judging her and just knowing that she's such a great person because she doesn't have a great body. It's just so odd to me. So odd. And I don't know. And it's just like, just because a woman has a great body, does that mean she's not a good person? I mean, because if men say that, if we judge a woman by that same standard, or she has a great shape, she's, you know, double D breasts, I don't even know, 42 inch butt, tiny 25 inch waist or 24 inch waist, and if we were like, oh, she's dumb, those same women would jump down our throats. Oh, you don't know, she could be a you know, a med student, straight A's, putting her way through school by going to work and volunteering at soup kitchens. You don't know. But the moment they see this rich guy with a woman with a body they can relate to, all of a sudden, it's just, oh, it's the best. And I get it. It gives you hope. But just the flip-flopping on this whole judging women and, you know, just the whole body thing, it's just like, if you don't have a banging body, that's just how it is. And if you really want one, you just got to work out. It might not be what you see on Instagram, but I mean, just take pride in the body that you have and stop being upset. There are women out there with great shapes. There are women out there with bad shapes. Just it's just insane. Just the applause for this woman for just being average shaped was just unreal. And she could be a great person, but it was just funny to see all the comments. And of course, I could not help it. I had to respond to it. I made some comments. I didn't hear anything back. He I'm pretty sure he gets thousands of comments on his pictures, and that one definitely had tens of thousands of comments. But I just think it's funny. They just automatically, he's rich, famous, she doesn't look like a woman that they would expect him to be with, and she's just the best mother on the planet. Insane. Yeah. Oh, I know those who know me, man. I love a good reality show, and I found one, a new one. I'm excited. I can't lie. I used to watch The Hills back in the day with Lauren Conrad and all those. And in the later seasons, Kristen Cavallari, she showed up on the show. And I didn't know who she was, so I actually went back and bought all the Laguna Beach DVDs so I could get her backstory. But she's probably in her mid-30s now, and she has a reality show called Very Cavallari. I'm excited. For the second time, I will say I'm excited. It's catty. It's messy. I'm in heaven. And she's married to Jay Cutler. He used to be the quarterback for the Bears. I want to say I think he played for the Broncos too, but he recently played for the Bears. He's retired. And this is what pissed me off about the show, right? Most reality shows, it's a bunch of women married to rich guys. And you will have a couple of entrepreneurs in there thrown in the mix. But for the most part, I'm gonna paint with a broad brush here. For the most part, it's attractive women, some accomplished, mostly not, sitting back, living the life, mansions, vacations, cars, plastic surgery, designer shoes, bags, clothes. I mean, just living that 1%er lifestyle, and they really haven't contributed anything other than being attractive. Let's be honest, it's not all of them, but it's the majority of them on the show, and I don't care because I like the show. That's the typical thing, right? And they just sit around and argue, and I love it. It's fantastic. So Jake Cutler is now retired, and on the show he's not doing much of anything. And Kristen has her couple businesses that she's running and stuff. And in both episodes, she is breathing down this dude's neck like, what do you got going on today? He's like, oh, I got to take the boys to school. I got to get a haircut. And she's just like, oh, wow, that just sounds like a rough day. And I couldn't even imagine the backlash that a guy would get if he questioned what his wife was doing while he was out working and making money. I couldn't even imagine. I sit here watching with my wife and joke around about how these women do nothing. They're just pretty. They contribute nothing financially to the relationship. And she gets mad, rightfully so. And I'm being a dick about it because it's just fun to do. But to see the shoe on the other foot, and she's complaining to her friends, I don't want to see him at home all day. He needs to find something to do. It's like, bitch, this dude played in the NFL for almost 15 seasons. He's made tens of millions of dollars. He's not even 40. He just retired. I think he kind of earned the right to sit around the house that he paid for and not do shit. And she came from a fairly wealthy background. And not you marry this guy. He's done working. And now you want to question what he's doing? While you just sat back and wore shoes and went to dinners, you drive around in G-Wagons and Range Rovers, you're living in a 10,000 square foot house, huh? You're getting your face pulled back, you're getting fake tits, you got a closet full of red bottom shoes. And did he ever ask you, what do you got going on today? And when you go, I'm taking the kids out on a play date, did he roll his eyes and go, that sounds tough? Probably not. That dude's out there destroying his body, possibly scrambling his brain. He might not even remember his family by the time he's 50. And now he wants to sit back, put his feet up, rest his body. He's probably been playing since he was 8 years old. 20 years of just getting beat the fuck up. Ice baths, treatments, rolled ankles, tape, flights, watching game footage week after week, hundreds of hours, and you're questioning this dude after he fucking let you into his life, you know, gave you access to his bank accounts, credit cards. Ah, and you're questioning him sitting around the house. Are you kidding me, lady? You gotta be kidding me. And I could see if it came from a place of concern, like, I wonder what Jake's doing. I wonder what Jay's doing. Is he bored at home? I want him to find something constructive to do. He doesn't seem happy. He kind of seems like he's not sure what he wants to do. And he's just like, yeah, I just want to chill for a while. And she seems upset that this dude is sitting around his own house complaining that he's watching deer videos on a property where she doesn't even know where it is. It's like, just the balls of this lady. And I get it. It's a reality show. You don't know all the ins and outs. And it could come from a good place. It could just be for TV, for ratings, for to have people like me, a quote-unquote, with my misogynist views on this. I it bothered me. And I was never a Jay Cutler fan, but now I am. I never thought he was a great quarterback, but the fact that he's just sitting at home and she's mad, and she's like, can you help me with this? And he's just like, no. I love it. He's mean to her friends. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic that he's not doing anything, and it's getting on her nerves. It's finally nice to see a dude do it on the reality show. I think it's hilarious. He's not like Greg, where he's carrying Nene's purse around, sitting at soirees while she cusses her friends out. And he's got to drive her home once she gets pissed off. This is nice to see. So, Kristen, if you're listening, you better show him some respect, goddammit. That's Jay Cutler, okay? NFL quarterback. Not a future Hall of Famer, though, I will admit. But come on, man. Let the dude sit around his house for a little while. You know, his knees are sore. Elbows fucked up, and you want to give him shit? Get out of here. Get out of here. You sat around. And since she says, I supported him while he played, he was already a pro. He was already a pro. You didn't carry his shoulder pads in high school. You didn't drive him to practice. No, you didn't. You got in on the top floor. He was already making millions. And now you want to question his worth ethic, his work ethic? Are you kidding me? What are you doing, Kristen? Huh? Your business he started? He paid for it. Don't you forget that. He paid for it. But I'm going to continue to watch the show. I think it's great. I don't know why. It's so... That's my guilty pleasure, is a reality show. I love it. It's so good. So if anybody's watching the show, let me know. I wish I could do a podcast about it. It would just be me yelling at her for being mean to him. I feel like such a bitch because I'm like, how dare she talk to him like that? Does she know who he is? Of course she does, Chris. She married him. Of course. Oh, there was another point I wanted to make, but I forgot. I forgot what it was. It was great too. So I got about a minute and a half left. So this weekend I'm gonna be performing at the Kennedy Center in DC. I'm super excited. It's super dope. I'm humbled and honored to work at such a great venue, an iconic venue in our nation's capital. I'm looking forward to it. I hope the set goes well. And I want to thank Sean Joyce for asking me to do it, man, because that's a huge honor. And hopefully I can keep this momentum going. I got some stuff in the works. I gotta focus and just keep writing and just keep getting better. And hopefully in the next year or so, man, I can really just make some waves in this comedy world. I just want to do so much. I want the late night. I want the half hour. I want the hour. I want to write stuff. There's so many things I want to do. And I hope I'm able to achieve at least half my goals in comedy. At least half. You know? Give me something. I feel like I put in a lot of good work. And I'm hoping that it all pays off here soon. I appreciate my wife and my family with all the support. The nights I've been gone. And yeah, man. I just... Can a good guy get something for once? Yeah, I'm gonna toot my own horn a little bit. I think I'm a good guy. Can I get something? But So there's my rant for the week. I'm sorry if it sounded mean. That just bothers me that she's doing that shit. And I always thought she was great on The Hills. And it just bothered me. Such a double standard. But all right, folks, that's my 20 minutes. So there's the show. That's the show. You guys take care. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And I got to stop with the, I hate that. But okay, have a good one. Peace out. I'll let you boy.